This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Telecoms operators in Nigeria restricted Twitter Saturday, a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension, accusing the social media giant of, quote, undermining its corporate existence. International human rights groups have condemned the move. The suspension in Africa's most populous country begins 2 days after the company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules when referring to the country's civil war in a warning about recent unrest. The 78-year-old president and former general warned, quote, those misbehaving in recent violence, where officials blame separatists for attacks on police and election offices. He tweeted, quote, those of us in the fields for 30 months who went through the war will treat them in a language they understand, unquote. A London-based internet monitor said Saturday it could see Nigerian network data to Twitter blocked. Some of India's states are easing lockdown restrictions as coronavirus infections subside, with the world's second most populous nation on Saturday lodging its lowest daily case count in nearly 2 months. The National Capital Territory of Delhi, the seat of India's federal government, is among those relaxing restrictions and will allow shops to open on alternate days. Shops with even numbers will open on one day, with those with odd numbers will open the next day. Private offices will also now be allowed to operate at 50% of normal staffing levels. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong activist Chow Hang Tung was released on bail Saturday, a day after she was detained on suspicion of promoting an unauthorized assembly to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown on pro-democracy activists in Beijing. Police arrested the pro-democracy activist early on Friday morning. She rejects the allegations. The ban on the vigil and at least six arrests came amid growing concern in the pro-democracy movement and internationally about the suppression of the semi-autonomous city's traditional freedoms following a national security law imposed by Beijing last year. Friday saw authorities seal off Victoria Park, site of the world's largest Tiananmen vigils for more than three decades. Police enforced a ban on the annual assembly for a second year, claiming coronavirus restrictions. Pope Francis met with both Vatican-based Canadian cardinals on Saturday as their country reels from the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former school for Indigenous students run by the Catholic Church. Many Canadians have called on the Pope to make a formal apology for the Catholic Church's role in the residential schools, which operated between 1831 and 1996 and were run by a number of Christian denominations on behalf of the government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday the Catholic Church must take responsibility for its role in running many of the schools. The discovery last month of the remains of the children at the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia has reopened old wounds and is fueling outrage in Canada about the lack of information and accountability. The residential school system forcibly separated about 150,000 children from their homes. Many were subjected to abuse, rape, and malnutrition in what a commission in 2015 called, quote, cultural genocide. Run by the government and various Christian churches, their stated aim was to assimilate Indigenous children. And UN experts say Taliban insurgents show no sign of reducing the level of violence in Afghanistan to facilitate peace negotiations with the government. The experts said in a report to the UN Security Council circulated Friday that Taliban appears to be trying to strengthen its military position as leverage with the, quote, unprecedented violence of 2020 carrying into 2021. The experts said the Taliban also reported to be responsible for the great majority of assassinations that have become a feature of the violence in Afghanistan, targeting government officials, women, human rights defenders, and journalists, among others. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.